We're learning the laws of Shabbos, Simon Reish Samach Dalid. It discusses the laws of the proper wicks and oil or candles that should be used. And of course, this would remind us of the second chapter in Masechta Shabbos, the Mem Amlikin, in which it does discuss halacha, all the different types of oils that a person should not use, either because it produces a reach ra, a smell which is not pleasant, or because the oil is of the nature that it does not cause the wick to light properly. However, as it says in Sif Vav, Sharko Hashmanim, when it comes to other oils which are not enumerated in the Mishnayos, as well as in the Halacha, in the previous Halachos, Chutz Me'elu Madlikin Mehen, you could use other oil, any other oil which is not mentioned, as prohibited. He says the best way to light, the best choice is olive oil. And the Mishnah Berurah discusses the reason why it's mitzvah min hamuchar. Unlike when it comes to Chanukah, which we'll be celebrating, Shemen Zayis, because it's something which connects closest to the miracle that occurred in the Beis HaMikdash. Here, the Mishnah Berurah says the reason why Shemen Zayis is preferable when it comes to the lighting of the Shabbos candles is dehu nimshach achar hapsila tfei mikuhu. That when it comes to olive oil, and this is something for, I guess you can experiment, that it causes the wicks to light and to produce a much nicer light than anything else. And therefore, that's the reason why Shemen Zayis, halacha, is considered to be the best choice when it comes to lighting the Shabbos candles. Now, does that mean that's something which we often see? No. We often see people not using olive oil. Perhaps more often we find people that light candles. So it's brought down the Kitzur Hilchos Shabbos. He says as follows, the Ishim Ahadrin, the Leichin Shemen Zayis Lener Shabbos. That as we saw, halacha, some people will choose olive oil. However, Avo Minhag Oilam Lahadlik Neros Shalshava Hamatsuyim Beinenu. Because wax candles are so frequently found, and they do produce also a very pleasant light. For those reasons, it is a custom now to use candles. And seeing the next paragraph in Kitzur Hilchos Shabbos, he continues and says as follows, you can't use those little birthday candles when it comes to Shabbos candles. They need to burn a significant amount of time until the night. They have to be relatively large. This is also when it comes to lighting the Chanukiah. It's the same problem. A person lights on Friday afternoon, you have to make sure that the candles are burning well past Shkia, 30 minutes thereafter. And therefore, the smaller little candles, and not only are they small, they may not last by themselves, but they cause heat from each candle that they'll melt faster. It's problematic to use those on a Friday afternoon. But here's also an issue, forgetting about the Chanukiah, the lighting of the Chanukah candles, also when it comes to the Shabbos candles, they must be a little bit large. But perhaps, b'yemei ha-kayitz in the summer months, k'shekamun Shabbos b'od ha-yom gadol. A person accepts Shabbos early, so it's still necessary that the candles should be continuing to burn until the night. But b'yevet, however, the truth is, gam yoytzen im b'okin l'chol pochois b'zman ha-se'uda. If at least the candles are burning at the time of the meal, that's sufficient. Shall kolponim nehenim min haneros. As we said, one of the reasons why we derive benefit, we have the candles of Shabbos, is for oning Shabbos, for kavod Shabbos, for shalom bayis. In order to be able to derive benefit from the light of the candle, including during the seudah, during the meal, and therefore at least if the candles are burning during that amount of time, then you have fulfilled your mitzvah. However, v'yesh mehem kavod Shabbos b'shas achila, and therefore you're deriving benefit at the time while you're eating from these candles. But osim she'en olchem b'vesa. But let's say, for example, you're not eating at home Friday night. You're going to eat at your friend's house, and you're going to be engaged in a long conversation, a nice Shabbos meal with Zmiros, Divrei Torah. And what's going to happen? That when you get home, Kfar Kavu Haneros, all of the candles will have already been extinguished. So, if you light the candles, and then you immediately go away, go to Mincha, and you come home a few hours later, and the candles are completely burnt out, Einam yoytzim azeh badlokas neres. You did not fulfill your obligation. The bracha shebracha b'shas adlokhi yeshbach shash bracha batala. It's a good chance that you actually said a bracha in vain. Perhaps you derived a little bit of benefit by staring at them for a couple of seconds, but that's not really the ikar purpose of the mitzvah. Okay, therefore, mi shechayshish shliyeh haneros dolkin kishiyas leveso belayla. If you're concerned that when you get home, those candles are not going to still be burning, then what you should do is yishar beveso ad halayla. You should at least stay home a little bit, light the candles, and stay. Don't run immediately to this person's home. Derive a little bit of benefit from these candles. Then afterwards you can go, and this way you'll fulfill your obligation. The last point that he makes, although there's much more to discuss, we'll discuss another time, he says that when it comes to the night of Yom Kippurim, that when it comes to Kol Nidre night, when people go to Shul Mibod Yom, it's still yet day, that's when Kol Nidre begins before Shkia, so they put on their talis and the like, the Einam Shovim, and you're not going to return Ad Shana Mucharis Belayla until it's very late. So what should you do? So Lochin Neros Aruchim, you should make sure they have longer candles. Shod Yik Shavoyim Leves Achnesus Achri Kol Nidre. That this way, after the Kol Nidre service, after Marv, you'll be able to go home and the candles will still be lit. Even though, as we discussed, the halacha, some people would even say you don't make a bracha of Hadlakas Neros when it comes to Yom Kippur, which we pass on that we do because you're not eating. But still, there is an inyan of Shalom Bayis, so the person will have enough light in their home to be able to not trip over furniture and the like, and therefore for those reasons a person has to be careful to make sure, especially on Yom Kippur, that those candles are long so that benefit will be received from those candles.